The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. military C-130 cargo planes have airdropped food and aid in pallets over Gaza.
This marks the opening stage of an emergency humanitarian assistance authorized by President Biden. The airdrop comes after more than 100 Palestinians who rushed to pull goods from an aid convoy died during a chaotic encounter with Israeli troops. Three planes from Air Force Essential dropped 38,000 meals into Gaza on Saturday. U.S. planes dropped the bundles in southwest Gaza near the Mediterranean coast.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, and it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager isn't sure he recognizes his country.
University of Chicago reports that 30 million Americans believe violence is justified to keep Trump from the presidency. It's one out of every 10 of my fellow Americans. To think that I share this country with such people is difficult.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand-new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you hear Michelle Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Patriot Minneapolis. Take your favorite Patriot hosts with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store.
World of Aviation is pre-recorded and paid for by Thunderbird Aviation.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. Well, he finally did it. The show's producer, Spencer Jost, after a week weather delay, finally took his Discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation on Monday, and I can personally tell you the smile has not left his face. Spencer, welcome back as a guest for the third time.
I know, that has to be a record.
I think you're right. I think your first words to me when you called after you got down, I said, "So how did it go?" And you said, "What a rush."
Didn't even say hi. Yeah, I went right into it. That was the tip of the iceberg, man. That was all that adrenaline flowing, and man, what an exciting time it was. And it was a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Nice. Nice. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you that I thought about since we talked on the phone on Monday, that delay, did that help you or did that hinder you? Did it increase your anxiety level?
I think
it did
help.
Were you more prepared?
I was more prepared, and on the drive there, I was trying to, like, I was getting myself a little psyched out. But it wasn't in a sense of, I can't do this, I got to turn around. So I think it did help in a sense of just being prepared, being kind of seeing the visual things of what an airport and the coming and going of aircrafts. I think it was great. I think it did help. I mean, I don't recommend it, but if you can go.
Don't recommend the delay.
Yeah, but it did help.
Yeah. I took a complete ground school course before I got into an airplane to fly it.
Oh, and interesting.
So I was chewing at the bit to actually start flying, and being out at the airport every week, and it's, you know, seeing the planes and we would do the walk around as part of the ground school. I was just ready to go, which was. The anticipation was there. It was fantastic.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
So, perfect day weather-wise versus the week before.
Yes, absolutely. I think we had maybe 5 miles of wind per hour. So, the wind speed was not an issue at all.
Yeah. So, let's go through it. For people who have never flown in a general aviation aircraft, and you had never flown in any plane whatsoever.
Nothing.
So, your first time up, you actually did the takeoff, and we're going to get into that. So your first time up, you're actually flying an airplane, which is pretty cool. So let's talk about, you got out to the airport, you hook up with Mike Huntoon, the instructor that you went up with, and tell us what you did. You had been out at the airport a week ago with the weather delay and spent, I'm trying to remember, a couple hours out there?
Yeah, I'll say a good hour and a half, 2 hours of just kind of going through. But, yeah, so I get there, and, you know, it was a previous morning, the one we were going to – the schedule, we had a delay, which I was kind of excited for. Right away in the morning, crisp air. But this was in the afternoon, so kind of let the air speed and everything kind of the day progress. But so I get there. We, for flight. We're in the airport still, and we go through our pre scanning of the air and what what to expect, how many aircrafts are out there. So we did that. We finally get to the aircraft outside and start our checklist. Our pre flight checklist.
The walk around.
And the cool thing is when you do your fuel test, I think that's just a hoot. I love that.
Did you smell the fuel?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it have a great smell?
It is one of a kind, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, all these years later, I smell the fuel. I mean, there's two reasons. Because I like the smell, and that way you know that you have the right aviation fuel in the plane. Because,
exactly.
You know, there's different colors and different smells, and I enjoy that.
Well, like you said, it's just one of those things where it you assimilate that to something that's beautiful and flying, and you know, so
yeah
it's
yeah.
just one of those, like, it's like Christmas. You always have a favorite Christmas smell. So
yeah.
Don't
so you you do the walk around, make sure that everything's intact, nothing's falling off the plane, nothing's dangling.
And you know, we go through. You know, he kind of just tells me what to prepare, what to look for. We did have. For the wheel, it was a small little dent, not a dent, but it was getting a little loose in a sense of, which he explained to me that, you know, this is right to the perfect time to start, you know, noticing that, starting to, you know, get that repaired, get that fixed, you know, report it. You know, it was one of those things where to look for. So it was actually kind of great to see that. So now I can be prepared because, you know, you go to a plane and see, okay, this is all great. Let's go. No, I want to see what you know, what to expect. Yeah. This little thing here on the wing.
So this was on one of the wheels.
Yeah, I want to call it the what is it?
The gizmo.
Yeah, the where it kind of helps spring the when you're landing or whatever. It kind of gives that nice give in a sense.
Oh, you're talking about like the shock.
Yes, that's shock. Yeah. I was trying to think of coil spring, but yes, that's what I was.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, unusable or, you know, where you have to, you know, put it away and get it fixed. But no, it was something to look at. So, yeah, we noticed that. We noticed a couple things in a sense of, you know, just being prepared of what, you know, if you continue to ignore this, now you know what to expect or what to look for. So. It was great. Yeah. It was one of those very informative, you know, it was a safe, nothing that was, okay, alertful, but it was more of, hey, if you neglect this a little bit longer, this is what's going to happen. So it was nice to see that.
Now, do you remember the tail number of the 172 that you went up in by any chance? I'm just curious.
Not ours, but I remember someone else's. And I think, and it wasn't a Cessna, but it was one of the charter jets, I would like to say. For some reason, that's stuck in my head. But, no, okay. I don't remember ours specifically. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you get the walk around. So you get in the plane. And were you holding the checklist or was Mike holding the checklist?
Mike held that, but he went through each one. And
good.
For how high you go up in the small of aircraft, you would think I was expecting a longer checklist. Almost like a school list, you know, like this. Which is nice to kind of see where you see that. But, yeah, we go through everything. You know, you go through your instrument readings. You go through as small as, you know, the window latches. So, you're prepared. You know everything or you kind of check everything off, which is nice. I really like that. You know, you're not just get up and go.
Yeah. Yeah. Seatbelt secure. Doors latched. Windows closed.
Yep.
I mean, there's everything on the list. And as I told you before, where you are a danger to yourself is that you get so used to doing that that you read off and, you know, you go check.
Exactly. You know, and that's what I was worried about, too. Yeah. So I kind of made Mike delay and go slower a little bit of, what's this? How's that? You know, so it was nice.
Good. Good. Yeah. Because we've all done that where, you know.
Yeah,
you go check, did you really do it?
Right.
Or just out of habit, are you going check? Doors, windows, seats, secure.
You're right. Everything
good. Did you really look?
We even went to, as in-depth, I believe. We didn't start the plane just yet, but we had it on and running. As a car, you just, you know, you don't fully turn it over. But we even went through and even showed the oil gauge. You know, it was blinking red just because it wasn't on. You know, nothing was going through. So, we took our time on that, which didn't feel like it took a long time, which was nice.
Yeah. And when you're talking about the going through the engine, the instruments, you know, the oil pressure, oil temperature, crucial. But everything is great. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, continue this conversation. Spencer Jost, our producer, took his Discovery flight last week and had a great time out at Thunderbird Aviation. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where Spencer took his Discovery flight and where I learned to fly. Two locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation. Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the ability to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small classes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 8th.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. That's 800-846-2124.
If you've ever thought about becoming an airline pilot, now is the time to jump into this exciting industry. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation, where you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. The Bachelor of Commercial Aviation program prepares you for a position with the airlines as well as private and corporate companies. Academy College offers flexible and convenient scheduling. Flight training is conducted through Thunderbird Aviation, which has two convenient Twin Cities locations. Academy College offers an RATP-approved program conducted under FAR 141 regulations, which allows a pilot to be hired with 1,000 hours versus the normal 1,500 hours required. That saves you time and money without compromising the high standards set. With their connections with several airlines, Academy College will help you bridge your degree to a career as a commercial pilot. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 8th. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Spencer Jost, our producer here on The World of Aviation, did his Discovery flight on Monday, and we're talking about that. By the way, have you made contact with John Berg to share your experience?
Because yeah,
he did a Discovery flight.
I chatted with him, and I even chatted before we went, and he, you know, kind of get more experience in what other people thought of, too. And that helps, too. I'm a very informative guy. I try to be. So he told me, and he smiled, and once I told him, I was like, yeah, well, you know, I went up last week, it's ear-to-ear grinning, just like, how'd you like it? I'm like, yeah, you know, wasn't bad.
That's funny. You know, because he just had a great time
as
well. Yeah,
he spoke nothing but great things of the experience, you know, and just, you're like a bird up there, and it's just so peaceful.
Yeah. Tell me about the Four Flight, because I bought a Generation 10 Apple iPad, and had trouble getting into it. And finally, long story short, finally went to the Geek Squad at Best Buy, and you know, Apple couldn't figure out the problem. And the Geek Squad, a guy over there, took him about a half hour to figure it out.
Yeah, and I'm sure you were back and forth.
I'm really excited about getting ForeFlight.
It was phenomenal. Because Mike was showing me it, and, you know, I have no idea. So I was going in, again, blank slate of just kind of looking at the programming and what the, you know, actual movements were with the aircraft. Oh, it was so detailed, and it was so laid out just well enough to where if you're, you know, you have it set, you know, in the aircraft or, you know, however you use it before or after, just phenomenal. I think it was very well construed of whoever created that, how it was created. Yeah. It's almost, I would recommend it, you know, obviously, you know, I have so much experience, but I would highly recommend it if learning, you know, experienced or not.
See, and you have more experience in that than I do. And
I
can't
feel great.
I can't wait. Yeah, I hope this week that I can do the ForeFlight. I got the iPad going.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell that whole story, but the rest of the hour wouldn't fill it up. It was pretty entertaining actually going through the process.
Oh, I bet.
But you know, I got a feeling pilots designed the software.
You would have to
think that. I'm hearing, I mean, everything that I'm hearing about it, but we'll get into that some other day. All right, so you've done your checklist.
Yep.
And you've called Clarence to get Clarence and the tower.
Yep. We did that. At this point, my hands are not sweating, so I'm great.
I feel great.
It wasn't until like the last very second we were like, oh, we're doing this, but then we'll get into that. So, you know, we ask for clearance. We communicate with the tower. You know, at this time, you're still – I think we had another aircraft in front of us, so we kind of had to wait a little bit, which was cool because it gives us more time to the chat and, you know, experience things. How do they do it? I think before we even got to the checklist, we got to see a couple airplanes take off at that time, and knowing me, I'm like, that was kind of a rough takeoff, you know, just trying to give my own experience. So it was nice. It was a little bumpy for that plane, but no, it was great because in the sense of, you know, you do your checklist and you don't just get up and go. Obviously, you communicate because communication is huge in this, obviously, but, you know, you do that. It's not just go, 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 which is great. I think it was more of a you ease into it. And then, you know, we taxied our way in there. And believe it or not, I got to taxi solo. You know, I got to use the rudders and get to drive. That's a little bit, you know, I'm sure some people were, you know, kind of clowning and just like, that guy's probably a first timer. Because it was a little rough, but I can get a hang of it.
Well, yeah. You know, and everybody, when they first do this, you know, you're so used to driving a car that you want to turn the wheel.
Yeah.
And when you're on the ground, the wheel doesn't do a thing for you unless you're putting the aileron down into the wind and to keep you from flipping over in a gust. But everything is operated by your feet using the rudders to steer the plane. So you got to do that. But I want to mention, before you leave the ramp, every flight school, every FBO, fixed-based operator, they're called, before you leave their ramp, if you're at a controlled airport that has a tower, you contact the ground frequency, and you tell them this is Cessna, blah, 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 whatever your tail number is, ready to proceed to the active runway.
Yep,
and they'll tell you. They'll give you permission. You know, and by the way, you tell them that you're going to be doing closed pattern work over the airport, or you're going to be heading northbound or southbound, you tell them what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I noticed Mike did mention, you know, kind of our direction and what we were planning on doing. So I found that very fascinating of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it enables them to direct each aircraft to what they want to do.
So it makes
sense. Clarence gives you clearance to go on the taxiway to the active runway, and I love it that you did the taxiing. I think that's so cool that Mike had you do that.
Oh, yeah, it was very helpful.
Yeah. So then you go to the run-up area.
Yep.
And that's always fun, you know, and especially on that first flight of the day that when you take the plane out, that run up is very, very important. You're checking out all the systems on the aircraft.
What
you were doing, and I got a feeling Mike went into great detail on that.
He did. I should have took notes on this one, this part. But yeah, you know, as you're, I wouldn't say multitasking, but in the sense of while you got downtime to get clearance, yeah, we're going through, and I think we probably went through a couple things that were in our pre-flight checklist, you know, in the aircraft. So we were going through everything, kind of experiencing, you know, trying to think of what a great example would be, but you know, you're still going through. Yeah, I think this was more of systems, and I think we were going through. I'm trying to think too. I don't want to say anything wrong.
You're doing things like on turning on the carb heat to see if there's a drop in RPM to make sure that that is working.
Yes, we did do that.
In Minnesota, carb heat is important in Minnesota, it is in Colorado. You check your both magnetos to see if you get the drop in RPMs. You'll flip your ignition switch to one first magneto, going back to on, and then you go to the second magneto and make sure that you're getting that drop in RPM. You're making sure that your ailerons are working properly as you're turning the wheel. Look at both the wings to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're checking again oil pressure, oil temperature. There's a whole list of things that you're checking.
Oh yeah,
out.
We did make sure that we did check the. I think it was related to the gas. How one side we turned off, and then which you know created a an alert system, which caused you know, hey, this was going to happen if you know we lose power or lose gas on this side of the wing, and so that was very crucial too, in a sense of just kind of like, oh, you know, this can happen, or be prepared of if anything were to happen or anything goes off mid-flight, you know what to expect and what to look for.
When you took off, did you have the fuel on both?
Yes.
Yep.
I believe so.
So you go through that system and to make sure that everything is okay, and everything is okay. And again, you're checking your seat belts. You're checking that your seat is secure. There's a redundancy here.
I did the little chicken wing on the door to make sure it was still locked throughout the flight. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Funny.
Oh yeah.
You know the seat secure. They put out an AD, which is, I'm trying to remember what the acronym is. My mind just went. I had a senior moment there. But there was the seat secure. They put out an AD that they have to check the seat track now on an ongoing basis to make sure where the pegs go down in the holes of the track for the seat to be secure so it doesn't move.
Right.
They were having a problem with that, and they discovered that when a private pilot took off. I don't recall what type of airplane took off. And as he's climbing, his seat slid all the way back.
And that,
not a good thing.
Man, no, but I didn't even think about that, to tell you the truth. Yeah. That was one of those things where you just kind of expect, you know, it to be secure.
Yeah,
and
secure.
Good to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So they check that now.
Good.
There's a reason for everything.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Yeah. All right. So you taxi to the active runway.
Yep.
Do you remember which runway it was?
I want to say it was
28 right, 28 left.
Oh, that's a good one. I know there was an A in it. No, we went. Oh man, that's
A would be a taxiway.
Yeah, I want to say it was Charlie. There's a C in it.
Well, that'd be a taxiway also. The runways are 28 right, 28 left. They're parallel runways running east west. And then there is the runway that goes 36 and.
I can tell you it was the same direction as going to Lake Minnetonka.
So you took off on one of the 28s. You went to the west.
Okay, I can tell you that. Yeah, we were
nice long runways.
Oh, absolutely, And it was nice to see. I kind of want to get a drone out in a safe time or even have an aircraft. And I want to see, like, how it's laid out, because if you think about it, how these are laid out, you look and you're on the ground, and you're like, oh, this is just so confusing. You're just taking lefts here, and there's long strips there and there. But to see that laid out, that's just so fascinating of how the engineering and just the planning of that to make it smooth. Yeah.
You can do just a search, Flying Cloud Airport, Eden Prairie.
No, I know, but there's a science to it, I would like to think. You know, there's some sort of structure behind the, you know.
Yeah. You know, and the airport direction designations do change as the Earth moves, or as it tilts.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen every day.
No, obviously. No.
But it does happen. All right, we will take a break. Spencer Jost, our producer, is also our guest. Took a Discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation on Monday. We're about to take off and get up in the air. We'll see if Spencer fell out of the airplane. It is 10:30. You are listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations, Flying Cloud Airport at Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation. Thunderbird Aviation is hiring airframe and power plant mechanics. Do you hold an AMP license? Does your attention to detail and commitment to quality make you a standout? Then you should join the Thunderbird Aviation team. You'll work alongside experienced professionals. You'll be responsible for performing aircraft maintenance, inspections, and repairs, ensuring the highest safety standards are met. Take the first step towards an exciting future. Apply today by visiting thunderbirdaviation.com/careers. Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and at least get a private pilot's license. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a Discovery flight for just $149. You'll learn how a plane flies. You'll go up with an instructor, and you'll take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. You'll do various maneuvers before heading back to the airport. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. Take that first step by going to Thunderbird Aviation.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit am1280thepatriot.com today.
The institutions use the markets to create income and get better returns for their investors. They are consistent year after year using tools that most people know nothing about. Learn the skills to invest and trade with the institutions at a free investing class in our local Twin City Center or virtually at 952-814-4410. Discover the tools the institutions use daily at Online Trading Academy, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for connection. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting dependonam.com.
This is Al Momberg. Scenic flights are a delightful way to experience the beauty of the Twin Cities area. Book a scenic flight from Thunderbird Aviation. You'll see stunning views day or night as you fly over the Twin Cities. Go over beautiful Lake Minnetonka, cruise over the state capitol, and circle over downtown Minneapolis. You can even experience an evening flight and see the lights of the Twin Cities. You can even fly over your home, but don't forget your camera. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation is hiring airframe and power plant mechanics. Do you hold an AMP license? Does your attention to detail and commitment to quality make you a standout? Then you should join the Thunderbird Aviation team. You'll work alongside experienced professionals. You'll be responsible for performing aircraft maintenance, inspections, and repairs, ensuring the highest safety standards are met. Take the first step towards an exciting future. Apply today by visiting thunderbirdaviation.com/careers. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Spencer Jost, the show's producer. Took a Discovery flight on Monday after a week's delay, weather delay, and finally got up on Monday. Okay, so you've been cleared to take off, runway 28, either left or right. And you're ready to go. You got the nose on the center line.
Yes.
And Mike says to you, you're going to take off?
Honestly, he kind of – so even – I'll rewind it just a little bit. So the cool thing about that is as you – what they – you're familiar with this. You fly outside the plane. You line up, mm-hmm. you know, you pick one thing on the dashboard in a sense to line up the runway. So that was really mm-hmm. cool because you're focused on that, but you're also going and then I guess we're ready to go. And he says it so swiftly of like, yeah, you know, pull the throttle, put the throttle up, you know, give it full go. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm just kind of helping him, right? No, he's throwing me in there. So it was really cool because I didn't know I was doing it, but I was doing it. So it was really cool. It kind of just relaxes you. But even to go back to the throttle, it's so swift the way he taught it. Because, you know, you want to just kind of lap it in your palm so that way you have the full control of it if you don't, mm-hmm. you know, if you have to give back or give it a go a little bit more.
Right.
Which I think that is very interesting but very important. People don't realize because, you know, it's nice, you know, like I said, revert back to the sweaty palms. You know, you want to have grip to that and you want to be prepared. So, yeah, he kind of, you know, we're going, we're giving it full juice. You're going down that runway and you're just kind of like looking in. It's so nice because I think this is it's the second best feeling of flying. I'll tell later in the show, I'll reveal the best thing. But you're giving it a go, full throttle, and then at that point, you know, you're reading your instruments, and he says, go, pull back, give it on the yoke. So as I'm doing it, and I'm a little light, and I could have probably done it a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, but you live and you learn. And then all of a sudden, you hit that right, the right speed, and oof, you're starting to climb. And that one.
You rotate.
Yeah,
it's called the rotation. And remember I said the plane knows when to take off?
Yes.
It knew. Does. It just lifts.
So, yeah, you got to be prepared, though. That you got, you know, and I know you're moving and it's a, you know, it's not like a touch and go thing, but I felt like I was going to rip it out of the panel there. But, yeah, it was nice. You know, all of a sudden you start climbing. And, you know, it's from there is. You start over. I think it's like the next chapter of, okay, I got it in the air. Now we got to get the nose level. We got to get a right altitude, you know, so you're pretty much, you're set. The chapter before that is you got in the air. Now it's okay. How do I maintain it in the air? How do I maintain the instruments? How do I, you know, before you even get to flying in a sense of, I like mm-hmm. to think that you're not even flying yet. You're just preparing yourself to fly. So now we're in that stage of in the air, getting, you know, the nose level, getting our altitude, which very interesting. And I know, you know, what, you know, everyone kind of knows that has flown. When you get to the altitude and you're going and then you finally get to enjoy it and get to fly outside the airplane, it doesn't feel like you're moving. Is that just me? But it's like
no,
you're going.
It's the
but
way
it's,
it is.
Yeah. Science, man. I don't know. It's interesting. It's very cool because, like, you're going, but, like, it's almost like you're stuck in time. That's what I thought it was. And then, you look at the ground and you're like, oh, yeah, we're moving. So.
Yeah. I love taking the grandkids up because they'll ask, how fast are we going?
That's what I asked. I asked that too.
You know, and I'll tell them right now we're doing. 110 knots, and they'll, you know, they always say, "What's a knot?"
I ask that
and I'll
question
convert
too.
To miles per hour, and I'll tell them, and they'll go, "Wow, we're really flying, we're really screaming along." You know, but it doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't,
because there's nothing to compare it to. If you're in a car and you're doing 110 miles an hour, you know, you see the posts and the trees whipping by.
Yeah,
but when you're flying, you know, no matter what your altitude is, you don't get that sensation that you have in a car, because you look out the side windows and there's nothing to see. That's you're flying, you're screaming by.
No, I mean we got up a little bit higher altitude just to combat. I mean, it wasn't like windy, but it was just we hit a couple rough patches, and boy, that stomach does drop a bit. was not used to that, but I was very cool because the first time I actually went, it was funny. I'll tell you a quick story. Like I stopped the night before I stopped. So last Sunday or the Sunday before that, I stopped at my mom's because I knew she had it. She just retired. The sandwich baggies. I wanted to be prepared. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just, you know, in case something happened or, you know, stomach was uneasy, I wanted to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And I didn't bring one this time. So I'm like, oh, no. Like, if something happens or if I got to, like, you know, spit up a little bit, I got to, you know, prepare. But
there's usually a bag in the back of the seat.
Oh, well, I didn't look for that one.
But and an emergency, a sock.
Yeah, take exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
No, it's even when you drop, and I like to feel that feeling of a drop because you kind of, you know, you don't look at it, but if you read the instrument, you can drop, you know, 100 feet in split second. So it's so cool just in the, you know, but you got to be prepared. It's just, you got to be I emphasize that because, and I say that because, you know, pretend if I didn't have an instructor, if I didn't have, you know, if it was just me and my solo, how am I going to be under pressure? And that's what it kind of comes down to, of the unknowing.
Yeah.
And that was,
and again,
so cool.
When you go through flight training and you're learning, that's all drilled into your head and you get used to it. And it's experience. So where did you fly? Where did you go?
We went around Lake Minnetonka. I mean, we didn't go far. You know,
isn't that a big lake from the air?
No, it's little. And there's a couple of them, but we went around there, and we didn't go too much farther than that because I just, in a sense of, I mean, I took the full, just a little under a full Discovery, just, you know, because I knew it was going to take some time back, and I just wasn't ready to do everything else, you know, a couple of simulations or anything. So it was more of just the flight. We went around above the lake, and it's so cool because I got to see you look down, and I didn't look down too much because I am afraid of heights, and this is a great idea. But I looked, and, you know, with the Cessnas, you can see right down, and I picked a house. And it's, like, far enough to where you can see it, but you can't. And I just thought that was a blast. Just because I was like, wow, I can really do this. Like, you can see something small. And I didn't really help over the lake. I don't know what it was, the body of water. I'd rather have been over, you know, just the ground. I don't know what it was, but that body of water, I didn't feel comfortable over it. I think it was just because it was the first flight and, you know, the bumpiness. And I don't know, but that water was not helping me, but, you know, we were over some residential areas, and that was a lot better. So, yeah, we did. I don't know what it was. It just, I couldn't, the water just kind of spooked me out, I think, a little bit.
Did you see the movie Titanic?
Yeah, in theaters.
Well, that's why.
Theaters, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
But honestly, that wasn't going through my head. I don't know what it was. I think it was just the choppy wind that over the lake that didn't help. So I'm guessing that's probably what it was. It wasn't just the water, but yeah.
Okay.
It was so cool, though, because like you said, when you're over that water and you don't have anything to measure of, you know, how the distance, I felt like a go-kart stuck in the air just going. Because, you know, you hear the, you know, the engines flapping around and you're going, and it just doesn't feel like you're moving. I thought that was a cool feeling in a sense.
It is. It is. Now, you had mentioned to me the first time you made a turn.
Oh, yes, we did.
Share that with us. What did it feel like?
Oh, man. My heart jumped out. So I was in the left side of the aircraft, left seat, and it felt like my right shoulder was going to touch Mike. I just felt like we were going to do just a barrel roll, man, that is a sharp turn if you're not used to it. I believe it was a bank turn. It was, I mean,
probably about a 30-degree bank.
Yeah, if that.
Which is your normal turn.
But, woof, that, you know, my left shoulder felt like it was going to start touching the window, and, man, that was a... that was probably what did it for me, to in a sense of like, all right, let's Let's head in the direction back. We don't have to go back down yet, but let's head in the direction.
You just wanted to level out.
Yes. I mean, leveling's cool, but yeah, it's that it's that turning. Cause, and I think we did this. We had traffic. So, you know, with our communication, with our the technology that we had, the forward flight, we were able to see that we had someone on our left. And it was, you know, we had distance, but it was in the preparation of, okay, if we wanted to turn or, you know, continuing our flight pattern, we had to be aware of this person on this aircraft on the left. And it was nice because, you know, you're in communication with the tower, you see your flight, and, you know, you make the appropriate action. And I think we went a little bit higher with altitude to see that. But to be able to, you know, look out and say, okay, to our left, and I struggled a little bit on that one just because everything is rushing to your head. You're just taking everything in and sponging, like, oh, we got to, like, turn. And I'm glad Mike did not let me turn. Or in a sense of, like, hey, you want to help me out on this? No, you got this. You take the control. But it was so nice to see that and to,
yeah. You know. So that was the ADS-B where you could see the plane on your screen.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, which is really nice. All right, we're going to take a break. We're speaking with our producer, Spencer Jost, who had his Discovery flight on Monday out at Thunderbird Aviation. You're listening to The World of Aviation, and one of our sponsors is Thunderbird Aviation. Two locations, Flying Cloud Airport, where he flew out of. That's in Eden Prairie at Flying Cloud Airport, and also at the Crystal Airport. Also sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494. And you are listening to The World of Aviation. A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed flight release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how pivotal the role of a flight dispatcher is. Being a flight dispatcher is an incredible career, and Academy College in Bloomington offers an FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive 10-week course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems and performance, and so much more. The dispatcher course at Academy College will help you excel in this field. This FAA-approved course is recognized by all the airlines across the country. Class size is limited for a healthy student-to-instructor ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu.
C.S. Lewis once said, "Education without values seems to make man a more clever devil." A Christian education is the solution to this problem and can be yours for half price for your child's first year. TwinCitiesTuitions.com and area schools are working together to make this a reality for families just like yours. Now you can equip your child with the knowledge and moral foundation needed for them to make an impact in today's world. To see the full list of participating half-off tuition institutions, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Would you buy a brand new spa today if it were half price? AM 1280 The Patriot has one brand new Dominion Spa from a local retailer, and we're selling it for half price. You get a $13,450 brand new spa, plus steps, a cover, delivery, and installation for just $67.25. There's only one available. Buy it from the retailer for $13,450, or buy it from us today for half price at $67.25. Call the station for details at 651-405-8800.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the commercial pilot, aviation management, or the FAA-approved dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the ability to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small classes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions at academycollege.edu. The next quarter begins April 8th.
Yeah.
You're listening to the World of Aviation. Our guest is our show's producer, Spencer Jost, who did a discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation on Monday. By the way, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And if you still haven't figured out what to get your mother or your wife, a discovery flight, get online, go to thunderbirdaviation.com, and you can sign up for a discovery flight. And this is a great gift, believe me.
Oh, Spencer, absolutely. Discovery. I tried to get my mom to do that for Mother's Day, and she wasn't ready yet, so I'm going to give her some time.
Mom, you'll love it. You'll love it.
She's a need for speed. She likes the speed, so I figure, you know, she's not bad with height, so, but she's not ready yet, so she'll get there.
I want to get into, okay, so you're going to finally head back to the airport.
Yep.
And I always ask when I take somebody up this, that hasn't flown before, especially the grandkids, and Walker, I asked him after his first flight, what was it about the flight that you didn't like that bothered you? And he said, when we were doing he didn't use the term final approach, but that's what he meant, the final approach.
Yeah.
When we were going down, he said, that bothered me seeing land coming up at us.
Right. See that.
So you go into the pattern at the airport.
Yep.
And you're downwind, you go to base, and then you go into final. At what point did Mike take over the plane when you were flying and he said, okay, we're heading back to the airport?
Oh, he took over. He had me, and I quote, hands in my lap, I would say probably mid-flight, probably midway there. Okay. Just kind of was getting a little rough, so we had to climb altitude. So he just took over a little bit early. But, I mean, I still had my hands. I don't know. I think it was just more of a mental thing to help him prepare, so I was just kind of mimicking him. But, he took over well before we got to final approach or even – doing turns. So, but I got to watch him do that. So, I kind of, two and two together. But it was kind of weird, too, because as you explained that, I don't really remember, dissenting it bothered me. I think I was just so happy to get back to land or get back to the airport. but there's a nifty tool, though, an instrument that, you got to see, it gives you the time, and I don't know if it was distance, but it gave you time and something else of when you were to the airport or where to your destination.
Right.
So I thought that was very cool. It was a very nice instrument. I was kind of glued to that a little bit just to help me breathe and, but that view is when you're getting down there and you got the runway and you're just, I think that was the best feeling in a flight. Not only because, you're back and you can say you did it, but just the challenge of doing that, and I was watching Mike's hands, and he made it look so much easier than it was. But you got to be spot on, and you got to be ready for that. And that's, I think that's cool. It's kind of like one of those challenges that you look forward to.
Yeah,
and that was a fun one.
The landing begins
in the air
far before touchdown.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. When you're coming in on final approach to make sure that the profile is okay. What sensation did you have when he was putting the flaps in?
I think I was just so joyed of getting to the ground. It was, in seriousness though, I thought the sensation was, I had more stomach droppings or, just kind of uneasiness in the air, before we got to altitude, I think, than when we were descending. I just took it all in. I was focused, and I think I could probably ask you is when you're coming down, are you more focused, lining everything up to the strip and coming down and landing, or is it just kind of getting to that position is where you feel like is the hard part? Is it landing or getting to the final approach?
Well, I call it the profile, because I'm flying off a grass strip now.
Right.
So I'm not looking at did he point out the lights, the green and red lights when you're coming in that show you whether you're high or low? See, we don't have those on the grass strip. So to me, the most important thing is a profile that you are where you should be altitude wise. And if there's any crosswind or not, that you're keeping it on the center line. You have this imaginary line coming out from the center line. And again, on a grass strip, there is no center line, but you know where the center of the grass strip is.
Right.
And so you got to make sure that you're on that profile all the way down. You know, if there's a problem, you go around. But that landing begins far out on that final approach to make sure that everything you're doing, you're setting up properly for it. That's where a good landing starts. But it is fun to see the runway and how everything is when you're coming in.
I would say that last 500 to 1,000 feet as you're descending, I think, is just the best.
Yeah.
Because if you line everything up, it's kind of like, you know, geometry in the sense of just everything's perfect and you're doing that. And even when you touch down, you know, I was bracing for a little bit more of a rough landing and you barely felt it.
He greased it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a beauty.
Yeah.
It was a beauty.
Yeah. And again, I've said this so many times. You don't need anybody in the plane to tell you whether that was a good landing or it stunk.
No, you can tell.
You know. Yeah. You know. You know, and there are days when you go, yes! And there are other days when you go, oh, jeez. You know, and just as you start to get cocky where you think you're getting pretty good.
Right.
You get slapped all across the side of the head going, don't get cocky, kid.
You get humbled real quick.
You get humbled real fast, yeah. And, you know, to have a perfect landing every single time, impossible.
I don't even want that.
You know, and I'll give an example. When I flew back from the Aviation Hall of Fame banquet in Minnesota to Denver. When we came in for the landing, I have never had a plane as a passenger or a pilot, bounce so high in the air. And it was so high that he could have logged two landings on that one touchdown.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I remember you. You should have went up there and asked if you needed any help.
Yeah, just what you want to do.
No, like I said, you put it together, though, with the landing and with coming in final approach, that was, I think, just a thing of beauty. Yeah. Like you said, you get that rush. That's the rush. That's the best feeling of flying, I think, is that, you know, you meet everything and everything goes together. It's just a thing of beauty.
That's incredible. Now, you had an opportunity that most of us don't have, taking a Discovery flight. You were able to talk to Jared Olson, the manager.
I absolutely did. I think I spent more time talking to him than I was in the air.
Wow. But you were talking about all the jobs out there.
Jobs, you know, the classes, the courses. It wasn't overwhelming. It was something that, and I talked to the gentleman that, the front desk, he was doing it while working and getting his private pilot's license. So it's like, you can do that while working, and so great. So it really pumped me up to look into that. Because I even told, if you needed any, you know, free hands, you know, I'll work for free on the weekends, kind of, if you needed anything on the line crew.
Cool.
You know, just to get in and get the experience was just...
And smell the aviation fuel.
There you go. Smell the coffee in the morning. The pilot's coffee.
Oh, that's so funny. I am so glad you had a great time.
Oh, I want to thank you.
But not surprised.
Yeah, you kind of set this up. Yeah, you kind of got me. I was shocked, but the way you explained everything, man, just warms my heart, and I want to thank you for that. Serious.
My pleasure. Believe me. And you know, again, when you become a pilot, you want to share it with everybody because it's such a wonderful experience. And again, I don't think there's anything more gratifying than you can do than to get your pilot's license.
Yeah.
And we'll see where you're going to go with this. It'll be fun to follow it. Spencer, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, two locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
World of Aviation is paid for by Thunderbird Aviation.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming The Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
AM 1280 The Patriot.